From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned the heinous suspected poison gas attack in Syria.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else. And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Speaking in the White House cabinet room on Monday, Trump vowed to find out who was responsible for the attack that reportedly killed at least 40 people. Trump said during a cabinet meeting with reporters that if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we will figure it out. Media reports indicate North Korea is willing to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula should North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet U.S. President Donald Trump. The Center for the National Interests, Harry Kaziana, said North Korea may set a price for that meeting.
They're going to want something, whether it's demand to have the summit in Pyongyang, which would be a huge diplomatic win for Kim Jong-un, or straight-up cash bribe, the ending of the maximum pressure campaign. The North Koreans always have some sort of strategy to get some sort of concession for talks.
Late Sunday, China announced it was banning more than 30 items to North Korea that could have so-called dual use for their nuclear and missile programs. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari confirmed on Monday he will seek another term in elections next year, ending months of speculation about his future after bouts of ill health. The announcement by Buhari was widely expected, but stocks on the Nigerian market fell just over 1% on Monday to a three-month low. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China amid escalating tensions between the world's two largest economies that have roiled global markets in the past week.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, if we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But if we do a deal with China, if during the course of a negotiation they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me, I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country, and we'll make it up to them. And in the end, they're going to be much stronger than they are right now.
The two countries have threatened each other with tens of billions of dollars worth of tariffs in recent days, and Chinese officials have said that this is not the time for negotiations. Social media giant Facebook is starting to notify 87 million of its users whether their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by Cambridge Analytica, the British voting profile company U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg apologized for the security breach while speaking on PBS.
Well, we made big mistakes, and we know that.
Facebook believes most of the affected users, more than 70 million, are in the United States, but there are more than a million each in the Philippines, Indonesia, and Britain. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. Luis Ramirez has more.
The conservative businessman who governed from 2008 to 2013 is the fourth living South Korean leader to be entangled in corruption allegations before leaving office or in the years afterwards. His successor, Park Geun-hye, was sentenced to 24 years in prison in a separate corruption scandal on Friday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Cambodia's National Election Committee warned Monday that anyone urging voters to boycott the upcoming general election or otherwise interfere in the polls could face criminal charges and be fined, responding to a boycott call by the head of the country's now-dissolved opposition party. The party was dissolved in November by a court order after the government filed a complaint alleging it was involved in treasonous activities. The move against the opposition, along with a crackdown on media, has silenced almost all critical voices inside the country. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.